Opening Car Walk with me, Emily. Today we have a special guest coming in from Japan right now. I'm really excited because she is teaching English with Eikaiwa lessons, which we'll talk a little bit about. And it is our first time to meet and talk, but we've been friends on Instagram for some time. So it's my new friend, Alexis. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very nervous, but excited as well.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited.
Me too.
So Alexis, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You are from Rhode Island, is that right?
Yes, I'm from Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And I went to school up in Vermont, which is also in the US. So I'm mostly from that area, but my mother's family is from Sasebo, Japan. So I'm over here now.
Awesome. That's great. My family, when I was a child, we always went on vacation to Vermont every summer.
Really? What part?
Shoot. What was it called? Oh, Smuggler's Notch. I don't know where it is, but it's called Smuggler's Notch. It's a vacation area.
Love it. Yeah, it's a really pretty place. Lots of nature and maple syrup. So
I'm sold on maple syrup and Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yes, they used to have so much Ben and Jerry's on campus, and we would just eat that like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, I love it. Have you ever seen Ben and Jerry's in Japan? Has it made its way over?
I thought I did see it somewhere, but now I'm starting to think maybe it was a dream because I can't find it again. Maybe it was just a fever dream, but I hope so. I think if it does, it will be very popular.
I feel like if it's like an ice cream, it's almost always Häagen-Dazs in Japan. But they need a little Ben and Jerry's. It's so good.
Absolutely. We need it. Cherry Garcia's. Like, they don't have that flavor here. So I think like those new ones would be very popular.
So you're from that northeast area of the US, yes. And now you're in Japan. So what are you doing now in Japan?
So now I am teaching conversational English, which is the Eikaiwa, to mostly adults, but some junior high school students, some high school students. And I'm also a student at Indiana University for their online MBA program. So kind of doing those two things right now. And also playing a lot of video games in my spare time because there's a lot of spare time these days.
Of course, yeah, because of COVID. Yes. And I know right now it's getting bad in Japan, so...
Yeah, the vaccine situation is slower here, but making progress, though.
Right.
But I think we're all optimistic about the future.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we have, you're a student, you're teaching English, and you're playing video games. Are your classes, your English conversation classes, are those virtual? Are they online?
Right now, they're just in person.
Okay.
Because I know that there are a lot of online resources already available. So I wanted to focus on like the in-person, like, I don't know what words to use, but like the in-person, like customized one-on-one sort of thing in the area.
Yeah. Okay. So, and sorry, where are you in Japan again?
Sasebo in Nagasaki. There is a Navy base about 20 minutes that way.
Okay.
So if you go down 20 minutes that way, all of a sudden there are so many Americans and I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Where am I? Am I still in Japan?
Exactly.
That's funny. I went to Nagasaki one time. It was the last place that I went to before I came back to the U.S. I was like, I have to go to Nagasaki because I was in Toyama. And of course, Nagasaki is so far. It's all the way at the end. Yeah. So I never had time to like take a weekend trip or like to make it out there. So after I finished teaching, I finally went before leaving. I loved it so much. And so then you have your Instagram, Alexis yes. A. Kaiwa.
Yes.
And that's where you post about your A. Kaiwa classes, but you also share like daily life and sweets and different things.
Yes. Yeah. I want to start posting more like English learning content, but it inevitably ends up being brownies and cookies and cake.
The cookies are important. People need to see the cookies.
So hopefully it will in the future become a better mix of the English content and the baking content. I was looking through earlier and I'm like, this is just pictures of food.
But I do feel like food is such a great way to share culture. Like, oh, this is what we eat. These are the sweets that are available in the U.S. or this is a U.S. style sweet that I baked. Or like, oh, here are what's in Nagasaki now, these sweets that I found.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Especially since I think there are a lot of westernized sweets here.
Yeah.
But nothing quite like American, like Ben and Jerry's, like American. So it's a way to like get the piece of home here.
Yeah, definitely.
The baked goods.
Yeah, definitely. The closest I found was the chocolate chip cookies at Starbucks. I would eat those. Ooh. Like, okay, this feels like a real cookie for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Okay, so what are you drinking today?
Okay, so today I have the Horoyoi Natsudaichi. I'm not sure. I guess they call it Chuhai.
Okay.
Actually, one of my students brought this for me. She's so sweet.
Your student gave that to you?
I have literally the best, like the sweetest students ever. So, yes. So I have this for my drink tonight.
That's so nice. It sounds delicious. I am drinking some Japanese matcha tea because it's very early morning in the U.S. But I have my I Heart Japan Jet program mug.
All right, I'm going to open this. I hope it doesn't explode. I think I dropped the can last week. It was okay. Ace. It's been long enough. Great.
Yay! So what do you want to cheers to today?
How about we cheers to... I like cheers to friends, both old and new.
Perfect! Yes, to friends, old and new. Cheers!
Cheers! Clink. That is really good. Oh my goodness.
Is it sweet?
It's sweet, but it's almost like, I don't know if it's the right word, but like floral. So it's not like overpowering.
That's right. Really good. It's like a delicate flavor.
Because I don't like the really, really like sweet drinks.
Yeah.
Because then I need the drink and water at the same time. But this is refreshing. It's very good.
Perfect. That's awesome. Okay, so let's get to today's topic, which is weddings. Yay! First, I should say that neither of us have had our own wedding. Is that right?
That's a good way to start. Yes, absolutely. 100%.
We are not married.
So far from it.
Have you been to any weddings recently? I'm sure not during the pandemic, but before that.
I think it's been about 15 years.
15 years.
I mean, wow. I'm only 24, but it's been 15 years. I think it was my cousin's wedding. Mm. And I barely remember it. What about you?
I went to a wedding in January.
Ooh, fun.
I actually was not invited to that wedding.
I feel like there's a story here.
My best friend, when I was in university, I had a roommate for all 4 years of university.
Wow.
So we were best friends in university. And after graduation, of course, we stayed friends. Mm-hmm. And when I returned from Japan, I moved to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, she was also moving to Nashville.
Oh my God!
It was so perfect. But she met this guy during COVID, at the beginning of COVID, and they got engaged in December of last year. They got engaged in December and then planned the wedding for January.
Whoa.
So, like, less than 1 month to plan.
That sounds very stressful.
So stressful.
Oh my goodness.
So she finally told me, like, oh yeah, we're getting married in January, but because of COVID, it's a very small wedding because we want to be safe. So it's only family. So my other friend and I found out where the wedding was and what time the wedding was. So we went to the wedding and sat outside drinking wine by ourselves.
That's amazing. Oh my goodness.
But then her dad came outside and he said, please come inside, join the wedding. It's totally fine. So we went inside, but it was wild.
Wow, though. But a month to plan.
It's really,
I can't even plan anything in a month.
Same. It's really sad, like with the pandemic. Like I have friends that had their wedding planned and had to push it back or had to do a very small version. So it hasn't been a good time for people with weddings.
Yeah. I mean, not to get into like the nitty gritty, but I hope places have given like refunds or flexibility with deposits.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so too. I think they must. They must be giving people's money back for who have to cancel.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. But on a happier note, I guess. So you told me that you are interested in weddings. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
I mean, of course, I like normal happy wedding content.
Of course.
Like Say Yes to the Dress, love that show, Pretty Flowers, Dresses. But recently, throughout all of my boring days in my house, I have been watching a lot of YouTube. And a lot of the videos that I watch are like r/bridezillas or r/entitled people, r/choosing beggars. And there are some wild, wild bridezilla stories. And I'm just listening and I have to put down my controller and I'm just sitting there dumbfounded. Like these people actually exist. So I enjoy hearing the beautiful wedding stories and the chaotic wedding story.
That's so funny. So at first at first you were watching these like happy wedding TV shows, and then yes. you went deeper and you started watching the crazy bride yes. videos. That's so funny.
And it's just, I think it's because it's such a big event mm-hmm. in somebody's life that there's so much pressure for yes. it to be perfect. And I'm sure even like normal good people right. can go a little crazy in that situation. So
right. It's a lot of stress. I have yeah. two older sisters and they're both married. They got married in the same summer.
Wow.
And one of them was a little bit of a bridezilla.
Really? Oh no. I hope they didn't take it out on you.
She was nice to me. She was just That's very nice. Stressed and making some strange choices. Like she decided to get a spray tan like the day before the wedding.
No.
Yes.
Oh no.
And she was orange. She was orange. And then I think she tried to shower it off.
No.
So then she was orange, but it was not like one color. It was like, how can I explain?
Splotchy? Streaky, splotchy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a terrible, terrible decision for a wedding.
Yeah. So that's, Ooh. But now they are divorced.
Oh.
They broke up recently. So yeah, it's not good. It's not good, but it is good because she's much happier.
That's good.
The culture is different, I think, in the north in the US mm-hmm. and in the south. So I went to university in the south mm-hmm. and in my university, we have a thing that we say, which is ring by spring.
Do I dare ask?
So university starts in the fall, right? And it yes. ends in the spring.
Yes.
So in your first year, by the time that it's spring, you are engaged to be married. You have the ring.
The first year of college?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 19 years old.
So there is a culture in my university that people get married very early. And so my sister was one of those people that got married quite early.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Pros and cons to each. Pros and cons.
Yeah. So a lot of my friends were having weddings in my last year of university. And then when I went to Japan after graduating, all my friends had weddings while I was in Japan. So I missed the weddings. It was so sad.
Oh, no. Oh, wow, though. That's so early. I know that, like, after graduation, of course, we're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like such an adult thing to do, like get mm-hmm. married. Wow.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny to watch your shock because it's so normal in my university, like in the South. But in other parts of the US, it's not. I think it's not normal at all.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, I don't know where that like difference comes from per se, but there's definitely a lot of very different cultures within the United States, which is fun to talk about with my students because it's easy to think that a country has its cultures and norms, but like the North and South, even on the East Coast, is very different.
Yes. What about in Japan? Do you have an idea, like, if people get married earlier or later?
I'm not sure. I have no pulse on like most of Japan because we are in the countryside over here. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking too, I went to junior high school here in a smaller town than the one I'm in right now. And I think of my 34 classmates, a handful are married, maybe like five or six of them.
Okay.
But I'm not sure, actually. That's a good question. I think it feels about the same as Rhode Island, vibe-wise.
Yeah. I had some friends in Japan that got married while I was there. But they were in, like, their late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's too early. I think it was pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, I wanted to talk about some differences between Japanese weddings and American mm-hmm. weddings. Because, like I said, some of my friends got married when I was in Japan, and I went to one of the wedding parties. So it wasn't mm-hmm. the wedding ceremony,
mm-hmm.
but it was an after party. And the biggest difference to me was that they brought out the cake. And it was mm-hmm. this huge cake, this beautiful big cake.
Yeah.
But only the top part was real cake. The other parts were plastic, like a plastic model.
Plastic?
Yes.
I am offended.
But I was talking to one of my students. I was teaching some English online, and my student, it was a wedding planner in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told her about the plastic cake, and she was like, yeah, that's normal. You got the big cake, and then you put the small real cake on top.
That upsets me. I understand that the whole thing can't be like cake, but I at least make it, I don't know, a Rice Krispie or something. Edible. I think my parents got married here in Sasebo. I think they had a moderate, like a smaller cake though, but it was cake.
It was cake.
Oh my goodness. It was cake. I would be so, I don't know. I think I would just be like ever so slightly shocked and sad if I saw a beautiful cake and have it be mostly plastic.
It was really sad. Funny. My face was like, oh my God, cake! And then I was like, oh no, that's not cake.
She's like, oh.
I feel like a lot of my Japanese friends, like a large number of them got married at Disney.
Like I love it.
I feel like that's a big thing to get married at Disney.
I think, yeah, actually. Most of the weddings that I see, not that I go to them, but the things I see here are like hotels and resorts for the most
mm-hmm.
part.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's such a big chunk of weddings in the U.S. that are done at churches,
mm-hmm.
whether or not the religious factor be there or not. It's just it's a part of weddings. But here, it's so much smaller.
Yeah.
So I think other locations probably take up a lot of that space. So like mm-hmm. the Disney, the hotels, the resorts, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Disney sounds nice. I'll take Disney.
Yeah, my friend said that Mickey was at the wedding.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
I think what you're saying about like resorts and hotels in Japan, mm-hmm. I feel like the wedding business mm-hmm. is very like one thing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm going to have a wedding. I need to plan it with this company or plan it at this mm-hmm. Location. But a lot of people in the US are having like DIY weddings. Like yes. they're planning it themselves. They're making the decorations. Like mm-hmm. they're doing a lot just on by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so there's like a variety of different types of weddings. Like you said, it could mm-hmm. be in a church, which is like a traditional image mm-hmm. of a wedding, but other people have them like in a barn on a farm or yes. like in their backyard or at a park, or like there's so many different places and types mm-hmm. of weddings that you can have.
Definitely. I think there's probably a lot more freedom in style, like mm-hmm. wedding styles in the US. I think even there, I'm not sure about, of course, the whole country, but from what I see, I feel like going out of the box is celebrated a little bit more in the US.
Yeah.
So I think a crazy venue, or not that those were crazy, but even if you had a crazy venue, that would be seen as much more acceptable mm-hmm. in the States rather than here. And maybe some people feel a pressure that a wedding is supposed to be this, with these mm. colors, these flowers, which is beautiful, don't get me wrong. But I definitely see in all aspects of life more like freedom within yeah. each like aesthetic choice,
right?
Or just choices in general.
Yeah.
This barn wedding sounds nice. I mean, I've seen things at like Taco Bell or
at Taco Bell.
That sounds great. I mean, I'm not complaining. I would not complain. Or Chipotle would be nice too. I would like
that. Have you watched the recent Netflix show called Marriage or Mortgage?
No, that sounds intriguing. What is that?
So in this show, the couple has to choose if they will spend their money on a big wedding or on a new house.
House.
Right?
House.
Exactly.
Definitely.
But the show, they made the show in Nashville. So it's funny Ooh. Because you can see all the different like Nashville wedding locations. So I don't know. I watched it and I saw in the first episode, they were at a brewery, a beer Ooh. Brewery. And it's a brewery that I go to often. So it was Amazing. So funny. They're like, wow, this is beautiful. Yes. I'm like, the brewery is called Fat Bottom. Fat Perfect. Bottom.
That's great. I love it. Love it.
But I love just, it. That was interesting for me. I feel like oh, one man. Thing that Japanese weddings and American weddings have in common is that there's a lot of pressure to make something really special because it's your special yes. day. And I think a lot of money goes into both.
I agree. I feel like people are willing to pay because they are looking for that special. And I know some companies charge fairly, but other companies may take advantage of people's want to make sure that it's special. I saw it was a while ago, but a documentary on YouTube, and I think it was like Canadian news, and they did a whole experiment where they went to these bakeries and florists and they ordered the same thing, one for a party, one for a wedding. And the wedding ones were so much more expensive because they knew that people were willing to pay extra to make sure their wedding was perfect.
That's so interesting. So they bought the same thing and said, oh, mm-hmm. this cake is for a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And then they bought the same cake and said, oh, this mm-hmm. is for a wedding. And the wedding was mm-hmm. much more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Significantly more expensive.
That's crazy.
And ever since seeing that, I know not everybody does that, but that plus the wedding, weddings are so expensive. I'm like,
why?
There's something going on here. But yeah, I think people do spend a lot of money on weddings.
So what I learned is that if I get married, I should tell them, oh, this is not for a wedding. This is just for a casual party.
Mm-hmm. You could, and it would probably be cheaper. They may not put the same level of care in it, maybe, but it would be cheaper.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
I think, would you rather have like an extravagant wedding or like just a courthouse wedding if you had to pick between the extremes?
If I had to choose, I would say extravagant just because I really don't want to have a courthouse wedding with no people. Like, I want to have a small wedding with mm-hmm. just family and friends, and I want to have fun, have a party. So yes, I don't want to lose that.
Very nice. I love that answer. That's such a great answer. Love it.
But I also know that I don't have money for a big, crazy wedding. So my parents got a new house recently. They moved, and this new house has a very large backyard.
Perfect.
So when we were looking at the house, I was like, this one's perfect. I can get married here for free. Like, great.
Perfect. I love it. Plus, it will make like planning the party so much easier mm-hmm. because you don't have to like get things shipped in on that day. You can just have it ready in the house and then mm-hmm. you can just bring it out the day of the party. Perfect.
Exactly. Do you have, what type of wedding would you want to have?
I honestly would like a courthouse wedding or like a Vegas wedding, just because of like the pressure of, I don't know, I don't want to have the social anxiety of like saying hi to all of my family members. And then being like, oh, I have to invite them. And if I invite them, I have to invite them. And it would just be nice if it's just me and the guy. And just everyone else can get like a gift in the
That's
mail.
That's so funny. So wait. So a courthouse wedding is where you get married at like the government building. Mm-hmm. Just yes. go and sign the papers. Yes. And yeah. And a Vegas wedding is... when you go to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And why is this a thing? So in Las Vegas, you can get married very easily.
Yes, that's a good question.
Because people are drinking a lot and gambling and being crazy in Las Vegas. Yeah. So they decide suddenly, oh, let's get married. Is that why?
It might be just like impulse, and but that's a good question. Why does that go along with marriage?
But it's a thing, know, a Vegas wedding.
It's definitely a thing. It's definitely a thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind that.
That's so funny. Okay, well, it's time to get to the game.
Love it.
So today's game is called Would You Rather? And I found an article online and it has some questions about your wedding. So would you rather nani nani, or would you rather nani nani? And we have to choose. And if we choose the same answer, then we get a ping pong. And if we choose different answers, then we both have to drink and explain why we chose. And then whoever has the better reason is the winner. And the loser must drink again.
Okay, love it, love it. Perfect.
So the first question, would you rather your partner left you at the altar? So during the wedding, they said, okay, I don't want to marry you. Or you learned after the wedding that your partner had doubts about marrying you. So you got married, but later they told you, yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to marry you. Okay. So then
you're starting with the extremes. Oh man.
So then on the count of three. No, wait, how should we do this? We'll do 3, 2, 1, and then we'll say either one or two. So choice one or choice two.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, 2. 1. 1! Different. Okay, first let's drink.
Okay.
Okay, so you said you would rather that they left you at the wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
I just personally really really hate it when I have something that like I love or cherish, whether it be an item or a memory, and then later it turns out to not be good. So I would rather have the bitter memory than have it be bittersweet. So that's why I chose. So just the plain bitter makes for a good story. Terrible.
Okay. What about that's you? Good reason. So I was thinking that like it's normal to have doubts and to think like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I'm not sure. And so if they told me after the wedding, like, oh yeah, I didn't know if I was sure. Like, I feel like they're being honest. So they're telling me. So I'm like, yeah, me too. I was like, oh, I don't know.
That's a better reason.
No, I think your reason is better, actually. I think yours is better.
Okay.
I'm going to drink because after I thought about it, I was like, you know, I don't want to marry someone who's not sure.
I'm excited. That's question number one. Oh, man.
Okay. I'm ready. Next one. Would you rather, number one, someone wore a white dress at your wedding? So in America, it's bad to wear a white dress because the bride is wearing a white dress. Mm-hmm. Or someone got proposed to at your wedding. So someone goes to your wedding and their boyfriend or girlfriend that proposes to them during your wedding. Okay, are you ready?
So this question was, which would you rather have happen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, one.
No, one. I meant one. Two is worse. I was thinking two is bad. No, one. I agree.
You. One, definitely.
If someone was proposed to at my wedding, no.
They can pay half the bill.
Yeah, don't do that. The white dress, like, I don't think I care, to be honest.
I feel like a wedding dress is going to be prettier anyways.
Right. If they're wearing like a big wedding dress, I would be like, you're weird. But
They would just look out of place. They would look rude.
Exactly.
And we would look fine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Next one. Would you rather, number one, have your photographer cancel at the last minute.
Mm.
Or number two, have your dress ruined at the last minute. So your dress becomes maybe broken or dirty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me think. Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, 1.
One.
Oh, okay, same.
Definitely one.
I really want to have photos to remember my wedding. Like, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would be so stressed if my dress was ruined. Like, no, I can't.
I think it's easier to find an emergency, like, photographer than an emergency dress, because it doesn't have to be fitted.
Right.
Plus, even if the photos aren't professional quality, people can still take pictures with their phones.
Exactly.
So you at least have something.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather all of your partner's exes show up to your wedding? So all of your boyfriend or girlfriend's ex-boyfriend or girlfriend's show up to your wedding, or all of your exes show up to your wedding. Oh. Okay, I've got this.
Yeah, fair.
3, 2, 1, 2. 2.
They're all my friends anyway.
No, me too. I'm like, I have a pretty good relationship with all of my exes. Okay. Last one. Would you rather trip and fall on your way up the aisle? So you're walking in the wedding ceremony and you fall down. Or you bash teeth with your fiance when you kiss after the vows. So they say, okay, now kiss. And you kiss and you hit into each other with your teeth. I know. Okay. 3, 2, 1, 2. 2. Oh, we agree again. I think it could be a cute moment. Like, they say you can kiss and you're both excited and nervous and you're like, what? And you hit each other with your teeth and then everyone laughs and you're like, ha ha ha. And then you do another better kiss.
Yeah, it can be turned into something beautiful, whereas tripping down the aisle is just tripping down the aisle.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. And at least, like, with the kiss, it's two people. So it's not just you. It's you and your partner. But if you trip, that's just you alone.
All you. Yeah. I agree. 100%.
Okay. Yay. That was fun. We agreed almost
really
every time. Those were some terrible wedding things.
Oh, man. I got to find that list later and look it up again. That was fun.
Well, thank you so much for joining. Is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we say goodbye?
Nothing important, but I'll take the opportunity to say everyone should go buy themselves some ice cream and enjoy it as soon as possible.
Definitely. I agree. Okay, well, thank you so much. It was so wonderful talking to you, and I hope that you have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was lots of fun.
Yay, bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you like this podcast, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at @yopadekaiwa. Special thanks to Jet Alumni Association Music City. This podcast is produced by Trout and Line. Intro song is by D'Artagnan Melendez. Bye!